Apple will replace your AirPods for free. Starlink internet gets beta tested in rural areas. WhatsApp introduces payment service in India. And tricks scammers use on landlines. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube. At least we're supposed to. Our camera's down here in the studio. Our open lines are working, though, at 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We do have a great show prepared for you today, a continuation from last week's show about tricks that scammers use while you are on your landline phone. We have in studio behind plexiglass Rod Brown, a former AT&T installer, electrician, and musician, always brings a wealth of knowledge to our program, telling us how it really is. Later in the show, we're going to discuss that topic of how scammers use landline phone tricks to drain your bank account. But first, our top news stories this week. If your Apple iPods are making weird noises, you're not hearing things, and you're not the only one. TechCrunch reported last week the rattling and crackling noises were reported just months after the cutting-edge earphones had been shipped to its first customers. The sound issues get worse with movement and just after a few months of regular use. The problem is now so widespread that Apple has officially acknowledged the issue and launched a replacement program called AirPods Pro Service Program, where they will replace the units instead of repairing them, according to customer feedback. The problem is related to the noise cancellation technology inside the units, and this affects units that were made before October 2020. For more information on how to get your Apple AirPods replaced, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com. The first beta users of the Starlink internet service got to test the new satellite-based internet service with some impressive results. 174 megabits was measured by a man in Montana with 33 seconds latency, which is close to the latency of most devices when running Wi-Fi from a ground-based service. 174 megabits is a vast improvement over the 8 to 10 megabits that was the fastest service of the local AT&T in the same area. This would make low-orbit satellite internet a game-changer for the world becoming more connected, especially for rural and suburban locations. The signal was so good and stable enough to stream over 1080p on a YouTube video on YouTube with no buffering or stopping. The service was also used to make a video call inside the middle of a national forest that had no internet or cell phone service with very decent results. Other testers reported that they can now log into websites without being kicked off before they are logged in. Online gaming is also vastly better too with this service. SpaceX has launched hundreds of satellites and plans to launch thousands more, making up satellite constellations. Constellations, they're going to be in lower orbit for faster signaling. Starlink internet costs $499 to get started for the dish and hardware, plus $99 a month for a service. The future home will be getting more power and internet from the sky. That's very interesting. The Computer Doctor Show is looking to interview anyone who is currently using this new Starlink internet service by SpaceX. If you or someone you know are using this Starlink internet service by SpaceX, give us a call at 520-276-8326. Again, 520-276-8326 so that we can schedule you into the program. Last week, we got into a very interesting conversation about landline phones and how scammers could potentially keep your line open if you hang up the phone and allow how producing a dial tone on the line can get you to believe that the call is disconnected so that you can make your next call. But in actuality, the call is still open and the scammer could potentially capture your account number and PIN number as you think that you are dialing your bank. So this is very scary stuff. But again, joining us in studio, Rod Brown. He's a former AT&T installer, electrician, and musician. Man of many talents. Thank you very much for being with us again, Rod.
Hello, Governor.
you have great insights on how these things work. The last time we had left off, we ended up being interrupted by callers and also commercials. But just to round out the conversation that we had, if someone calls you on their phone, they don't you either hang up your phone, or they produce a dial tone on the line that makes you believe that the call has ended. Okay. They may have told you something threatening about your bank account. So you will feel like you need to call your bank immediately after that phone call dials. And now you have this dial tone. So, okay. Well, I'll just start dialing right from here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And while they're dialing, what could they be doing?
Capturing what you're hitting on your dial pad, capturing that information or whatever. The best thing to do is to hang up, use a different phone, a cell phone or something like that. Mm-hmm. And also, this doesn't happen in the United States from the United States to the United States. It's other countries calling it, like the UK or India or places like that, where they have something called caller subscribed held, which means the phone, if I call you and I'm in England and I call you, then the phone remains off the hook, even though we both hang up for, a whopping 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. So they've been trying to change that, but, it hasn't happened yet. So,
it's funny. It's amazing, even when I grew up with landline phones, okay, cell phones came popular when I was in junior high. And some of these kids, I'll specify certain kids with not so good backgrounds, somehow had enough money to buy these big brick cell phones, Mm-hmm. So that's where I was inserted. But I never thought that hanging up the phone and picking it up, that would actually not close out the line. So anyone that is listening, because this radio show is actually goes out to lots of different areas on the internet. People might be listening to it sometime in the future, or even in different countries. So there might be some people in different countries that are still using some sort of landline service that where this would still apply. When you hang up that phone, okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that the conversation is over, but potentially there could still be somebody on the line and that could be listening in and be able to identify numbers that you're dialing if you're dialing your bank.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much for that answer to the question. Now, we did have a caller in while we were finishing that up. And the question was, it was raised by a woman by the name of Roberta. I'm pretty sure she's listening. She asked the question, which is safer to do your banking on, cell phone or landline? So I told her that we were going to maybe research this a little bit and get back to her. So what have you come up with?
Okay. All right. So somebody calls you up and they say, I have something fantastic for you. It's a brand new car. And so you say, oh, wow, brand new car. Oh, man, why would somebody give you a car for free? See, that's not going to happen. Well, neither is this idea. We say, well, somebody's calling you up talking about your bank account. Mm-hmm. They are not going to call you. They're not going to call you and give you nothing for free. So now the phone line is plugged into your wall. We're talking about the plugged into the wall phone jack phone line that the phone company gives you. Now, in order to bust into that, you would have to have a warrant. It's protected by the government, by government regulation, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Your cell phone, on the other hand, is not. It's an internet-based idea that is not regulated by anybody in that, like the FCC or something like that, when it comes to somebody being able to listen in or eavesdrop on you. Mm-hmm. So you're just in trouble. This is the way it is.
Well, so now, in that case, isn't it possible? Okay, so if somebody wanted to eavesdrop on a landline phone, they would need either some sort of warrant, or you would actually like see them on the top of the telephone pole with
right.
a phone.
Like Green Acres. You know, he would get up on the pole, and he would get up on there. He would have his little phone, and he would, you know, be up on top of the pole because he's hacking into the wire system. See, that's the only way you could really do that.
Aren't there like switch boxes in key places where yes. somebody can break into those?
Yeah, well, we would call it the cross box. I used to work at the cross box, and indeed, I could hear you talking on the phone when I'd be testing lines. So I would, it's a tone line that you could use. You could actually go into the cross box and hear people talking on that line. Now, you got to be really bold to do that. You have to be, if you've gotten to that point, you know, that's federally protected. They ain't coming to arrest you right quick then.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. So it's better if you're going to call your bank and speak to them, you know, voice to voice, mm-hmm. It would be better to use a landline is what you're saying, because
yes.
it's protected.
Right.
It's protected and regulated by governments
right.
and powers that be. Mm-hmm. So now from the cell phone perspective, cell phones can also be hacked in very, very different ways. But like you said, they're not regulated. So it's kind of up to the cell phone companies to, you know, protect their own lines. And a lot of these companies, they use the same towers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no telling, you know, like for example, you know, the telephone company that I use, if I go traveling, maybe into another state or even another country, I will still have service, but I'm not using the towers that were put there by my service company. They're borrowing other people's towers.
Mm.
They have this contractual agreement, you know, for global coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's running through their hardware, who's to say that anything, you know, can be crossed, you know, with the right type of software. So. This is all just to say nothing is 100%, but we do have to instill just a little bit of confidence of people doing their banking. And I would have to say, and we were talking about this before the show, and I would have to say that is through the apps on your cell phone or on your mobile device. Those are incredibly secure. And I'm going to tell you exactly the reason why, but we're going to take a quick break. In the program, and we're going to continue that discussion about how scammers drain your bank account with our special guest, Electric Rod. We're also going to try to take some of your calls on our open lines, 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVY 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Distracted driving has become a deadly epidemic. Saving one life from the hand of a distracted motorist is totally worth it. Commit to safe driving. Commit to following the law. And most importantly, commit to saving lives. Reckless and distracted driving is the number one killer of teenagers in America. Safety is everyone's responsibility. Pledge to give driving the 100% attention it deserves. Phones down, eyes up. Just drive. Sponsored by Look Save a Life, in memory of Paul Garcia and Caitlin Festerling.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. With us today, Rod Brown, former AT&T installer, electrician, and musician. We're continuing our discussion on how scammers exploit people that use landline phones and how they use tricks to drain your bank account. We actually have somebody on the phone that was scammed today. Scammed today. Can you believe that? We have Greg on the line. Greg, are you there?
I am, and my phone is not a landline, though. Just to clarify.
Well, see, that's a perfect thing because, there are so many different types. So there's landline tricks, and then there's cell phone tricks. There's, the more we learn about how these tricks work, the better we can protect ourselves. That's the point.
Okay.
So
all right.
Tell us what happened to you today. This happened just a few hours ago, right? What happened?
It did. Yeah, it happened, probably.
Okay, so they called you up. What did they say?
So they called me up. It was an 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman on the other line said, "Hello, I'm from Apple, and your Apple ID has been hacked." Oh. And we're going to need to check some things out in order to protect
secure your account. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was on, and of course, typically I'm very suspicious about something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was pretty disarming and pretty charming, and his name was David, although he did say he was in Pakistan, or no, he came from Pakistan.
Okay.
He said he was in California.
California, yeah.
You're right, on an HB1 visa, because I did kind of ask some probing questions. But anyways. So then he said, "Well, do you have a computer?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." I went to my computer, and he said to go to Apple Tech or Apple.com or I forgot.
Something,
tech support,
some
the Apple website.
Some website that had the word Apple in it.
Well, it was actually the legitimate Apple website.
Hmm. Okay. Keep going.
And then from there, he said, "Okay, I need to be able to, I accessed their account, and then from there, what I thought was, but obviously he was just responding to me, sending me back stuff, Anyways, I gave him access to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started, he accessed my email.
Okay.
He asked to access my email account.
Okay.
And
so he asked to do your email. He was also on what other website? You said he was on Western Union, right?
Okay. This was further down in the process. Originally, he showed me when I went to Apple or when I typed in my password there. Then he said, "Oh yes, here this." This card is showing up, and it had the last four digits of one of my cards, and I knew which card that was, and I told him, "Oh, that's my Discover card." So then he said, "Well, could you enter that card?" And I'm like,
"Oh, okay."
He said, "Well, what we want to do is give you two identity protection." So, and he said,
two-factor?
Right.
Okay.
So he was like right now, look, I'm typing. What does it say? And it was all stars. And he said, "See, that that's what so anything you're typing right now will be that also."
So he was on his computer typing stars.
And he was on my computer.
Yeah,
well,
but he was maybe trying to make you believe that when he types something, it comes out as stars.
Right.
And
so
that when you type something, it would come out as stars on for him.
Right.
Oh,
right.
that is sneaky. Oh man.
Oh yeah. Then I'm like, oh okay. That because of course I'm typically really suspicious. Mm-hmm. About stuff like that, and I'm like,
they caught you off guard, and you know what, they do things and they say things to catch you off guard, because
sure.
they do deep research. I mean, we've seen footage of deep fakes. Well, these are deep fake call centers, and they highly engineer exactly what to say to get you to believe something, and you were saying to yourself, and they get you to believe it because you were thinking but they said it, you know.
Okay. So from there, I'm going to continue on with the story. It's
okay, we just got a few more minutes, but keep on going.
Okay. So then I gave him my Discover card number. And then I noticed another site was being opened up, and I looked at it, and it was like he miniaturized it, so I couldn't see it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the top, and it was Western Union,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed that he was. I said, what's this Western Union thing going on? Oh, well, we're just checking because someone accessed that and did it.
Yeah, he so did. He's the guy that accessed.
Right. So he opened a Western Union account. And then later on down the road, he said, well, I'd like to protect all your cards. And I was really hesitant at first to do all that, but I gave him all my other cards.
So. All your other card information. You see?
Yep.
Now, thank you very much, Greg. So let me comment on a few things. And Rod, feel free to jump in at any time.
Sure.
People realize, I get this question all the time. What is the best, security system? What is the best antivirus? What is the best of any of these things? So the answer always comes back. None of them are 100%. The best protection is education of the user, because that is, believe it or not, that is the weakest link in the entire chain of events. Okay.
Right.
So it's just like security for your house. I use this illustration all the time. Locks on your front door. Okay. You can get very, very good locks. You can get chains and combination locks and secure. Okay. You can get all that stuff on your front door. But if somebody knocks on your door with a shirt and tie, and you know they look promising, and they say that they're here to check your water, and they have the hat, they got a clipboard, and they look the part. Guess what? You're going to unlock those doors, turn off your security, and let them in.
Sure.
Okay.
Got it. Yep.
So it's really the education of the user. Okay. This happened. Okay. You may feel like an idiot afterwards. Okay.
Oh, I do.
Don't.
I do. And typically, I would never do something like that.
That's the same thing everybody says.
Right. He accessed me through the Apple account, which was just. You know,
Wait. This is Rod. Now, there's two things that you have to do right now. Every account that you gave that man, you got to call them yourself.
I already did that.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we told him to do that.
That's a beautiful thing. The second thing is keep in mind that Apple never calls anybody. My daughter used to work for Apple. Apple never calls anybody out of the blue to tell you that your account has been compromised. The only...
Of course.
So really. I mean, no company's going to call you up and offer you nothing for free so you can, make their workers work harder. It's never going to happen.
And I should have just done what I typically do is when an 800 number calls me, I usually don't answer it.
Okay, now here's the other thing. On your computer is now you downloaded something to make it so he can access the computer. That's the other part. That's still on the computer.
Yeah, we're going to...
We're gonna
have Greg come into the computer doctor office during the week.
Yes,
right.
He's already. I already instructed him to turn it off completely.
Right.
And so that's gonna be dead until I can evaluate it. He's gonna bring it in, and we're gonna go through it.
Right.
We're gonna make
power
sure that
down.
Yeah, it's completely powered down. Right, Greg.
Totally powered down.
All right, Greg. Thank you very much for having the courage to come on. I know you still have to. You called two or three of your other banks.
I finished I finished calling all my cards. They're all
okay.
Covered.
Perfect. Perfect. Listen, so I'm going to talk to you maybe.
I got a real quick question.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for another quick question. Oh. We're going to have to get you next time. I'll talk to you on
when
Monday,
you're done
though.
With the show.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I'll give you a call after
you.
The show. We would like
thank
our awesome sponsors for being on the show and helping us here. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@ComputerDoctorShow.com.